USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden set a new goal Tuesday for COVID vaccinations in the United States, saying he would push for 70% of the adult population to have received at least one dose by July 4th. The CDC says that about 56% of American adults have so far gotten at least one shot. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that we can reach that goal, but tells CNN that we aren't quite in a place to declare victory.
We're going in the right direction. We're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. But now's not a time to declare victory. It's a time to get more and more people vaccinated. Just the way the president said today, we want to get to that goal. It's a doable goal, and I believe we'll get there.
And the death toll from the collapse of a Mexico City train overpass has risen to 24 as crews continue to try to search the wreckage for victims. The overpass collapsed Monday night onto a busy roadway as a metro train passed over it. More than 70 people were injured in the collapse. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-34-BIBLE. That's 844-34-BIBLE. 844-34-BIBLE.
A Chinese-launched rocket is expected to soon come plummeting back to Earth. Lance Pry has the story.
An out-of-control spent rocket weighing 21 metric tons and measuring 100 feet in length, launched by China in recent days, is losing orbit and heading back towards Earth in the coming days. While some believe much of the large spent rocket stage will burn up upon re-entry, it is possible some parts may survive the inferno and impact Earth. It was nearly 1 year ago the identical Chinese rocket type scattered debris in the ocean along the Ivory Coast of Western Africa. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And lawyers for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin have filed an appeal requesting a new trial following his murder convictions last month. In the filing, attorney Eric Nelson alleges that the publicity surrounding the trial had kept Chauvin from receiving a fair trial. It also alleges that the court's refusal to change the trial's venue or fully sequester the jury were abuses of discretion. Chauvin was found guilty last month of murder in the May 2020 death of George Floyd. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The weekend crash of a human smuggling boat in the waters off of San Diego has brought more attention to a growing trend in human trafficking. Tim Berg reports.
The smuggling of illegal immigrants by boat is becoming a more common occurrence off the coast of California. According to data from the U.S. Border Patrol, agents documented 309 maritime smuggling events in the San Diego sector in fiscal year 2020, and agents have logged 157 maritime smuggling events so far this fiscal year. Border Patrol agent Jeff Stevenson reminding everyone,
the smugglers, they don't care about the people they're exploiting. All they care about is profit. To them, these people are just commodities.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump has launched a blog on his former campaign website ahead of an expected decision from Facebook this week on whether to let the president back on the platform. He was removed from several social media sites in the wake of the January 6th riots at the Capitol. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu failed to form a government by a Tuesday deadline, putting his Likud party at risk of being the opposition party for the first time in 12 years. Netanyahu was given a month to form a coalition government following a parliamentary election in March. Israel's president said he would be contacting the leaders of other parties to see if they could form an alternative coalition government, which could possibly threaten Netanyahu's time as prime minister. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.